Okay. And if you had a thing that you would sit down, it has a mirror, and you'd sit down and do your makeup in front of it, but it has some drawers, little drawers, what would you call that?
I know what you're talking about. Let me think. What did they call that?
Would you call it a bureau?
Bureau, yeah.
Or would you call it a dresser?
A dresser, maybe. Dresser.
Can you think of like anything that might be different between a bureau and a dresser?
Well, the dresser always has a mirror. That's what I think of it.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Uh-huh. But a bureau could be just a chest of drawers. Seems okay. To me like.
Mm-hmm. So that would be more similar to the set of drawers that you were talking about.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Let's see. A roof that makes a lot of noise when the rain hits it is what kind of roof?
Tin roof.
Mm-hmm. And sometimes there's a, well, if you want to carry water around, you would use a...
bucket.
Mm-hmm. And... are there any other words for a bucket that you know?
Pail.
Is there a difference between a bucket and a pail? Perceptually?
No, it's just both of them are things you carry water in, and mm-hmm. it has a bail to hold it by.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But I.
Okay. How about the thing that you use to wash dishes with?
Dishcloth.
Mm-hmm. And to dry them with?
Dish towel.
What about to dry off people with?
A bath towel.
Okay. And what do you use to wash the dishes?
I use a sponge. But I grew up using a dishcloth.
Mm-hmm. But you also need soap and?
Water.
And the water comes out of a?
Faucet.
Mm-hmm. Do you have other words for a faucet?
Well, when I was little, we called it a spigot.
Did they, was that inside the house?
No, that was mostly outside where you watered the chickens or whatever.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Okay. The thing that you heat up water on a stove with.
Tea kettle.
Mm-hmm. And do you have other names for that?
No.
Okay. How about the thing that you would cook an egg in with a handle on the stove?
A frying pan.
Uh-huh. Do you have other names for that kind
of... A skillet.
Is a skillet different from a frying pan?
I don't think so.
Okay. Have you ever seen or heard of a lamp made out of a bottle and a rag and something that you could burn inside the bottle?
Yeah, Molotov cocktails. That's what they call them.
Have you ever heard of it called a flambeau?
No.
How about a pine torch?
No.
Okay. I don't know where they get these words. How about the thing that you would burn in a lamp?
Coal oil.
Or you might use...
Kerosene.
Uh-huh. And a bed on the floor.
Pallet.
And you might know this one, a range blanket or a heavy bed cover?
Quilt.
Okay. Have you ever heard the word sugan?
No.
Okay. I guess that's a Western term, maybe in Colorado. The thing that covers a pillow?
Pillowcase.
Mm-hmm. And the things that you change when the light goes out?
Bulbs.
Mm-hmm. And that you watch programs on